Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi there. Hi, Claire. Sorry about that. It's Monday morning, and Sally's been up all night for 5 days. So if I say anything weird, you'll notice because I haven't slept since last Wednesday. I'm here with truly, I can count on one hand, one of my favorite friends in the world, Kevin McMillan. Yay, Kevin.
Yay. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. So, Kevin is kind of, God, he's worked in so many different organizations, and I think your resume would be very interesting to people, all the different places you've worked.
I've done a lot of different things, sort of a jack of all trades. I went to drama school for college. I wanted to be an actor, and then traveled for a couple of years.
And by the way, you are a wonderful actor. I've seen you on stage.
Thank you. Yeah, I love it. I love human expression and freedom of expression. I went to drama school in North Carolina School of the Arts for a couple of years, and then sort of really didn't like college, and I ended up traveling around the world a couple of times.
Really?
What was your favorite country? I was in Australia. I met a friend who said, come down. So I went down there and spent 6 months. I bought an old station wagon and camped in the back and went out into the bush, and it was a beautiful experience. And
Great. Was it in Sydney or Melbourne? Or
I started out in Sydney, where my friend lived, and his family had a beautiful old townhouse in Glebe in Sydney, and which is an old part of town. And they had a sheep station out in the country, in the middle of nowhere in Wilkenia in New South Wales, and I went out there for a while, and I loved it. I was young and just, you know, camping out in the back of my car and just
having a great time. How young were you?
24.
24, that is young, isn't it?
Yeah. And then I ended up, the way I left Australia was my visa ran out and I knew I had to go somewhere else. So I ended up getting on a boat, on a sailing boat, 54-foot traditional gaff rig schooner, and sailed as crew on this boat across the Indian Ocean to Africa.
Really?
To South Africa. Yeah.
No way. You do.
Were you
25 by then?
I think I was. Yeah, you know, I think actually I was more like 26.
Yeah. That was great. I never did anything like that, like a really good sailboat, or like what you said, what you described about working for a theatrical newspaper. You said you worked for drama. What did you say? You worked.
I went to drama school in North Carolina School of the Arts. Studied acting, and then.
Did they have you sing with that beautiful voice?
You know, I wasn't much into singing then. There was a singing class in the college. But it was more like the do re mi kind of, you know, voice work versus performing. But yeah, it was a great experience, and you know, I just for people, you know, who don't know, I mean, I ended up coming to New York through a sort of circuitous route, and meeting Peter McWilliams, who turned me on to spirituality that I was looking for, and then through that I met you.
In 35 years ago, right?
Yeah, in 80, I think it was 89, like early 89.
I was making a lot of money then.
You were famous. You were on the right on the verge of taking off with your high level acting success.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I did Anna in 87, and although I only got paid probably $5,000, but then that led to Eric Roberts and myself doing Best of the Best, and Bullseye with me and Michael Caine and Roger Moore, and me and Roseanne, me playing Barbara Healy on Roseanne, and a lot of things. I think I did 5 projects in 1 year. It was a really good time for me, and I made $1 million because after the Oscar nomination, I was able to say, I don't work for less than $100,000.
That's great. I've never been able to say that yet.
But you always can. You can always look forward to it. You're younger than me.
Yeah. I can always say that, now. Like, I don't work for less than $100,000.
But you know what I think is for what? $100?
No, $100,000.
Oh, $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Taking your example.
Yeah, I learned fairly early to negotiate for myself. I found that my agents were being way too kind, and that when I would negotiate for myself, I would say things like, I don't work for less than, $100,000. And then they would say, oh, and wish they had talked to my agent.
Yeah, you're very persuasive. You've always had a really good turn with words and getting what you want. You're amazing that way.
Somebody once called it, I'm a good advocate for myself.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And so many people aren't, so many people don't know that their value and how to stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
And I remember that's one of the things that you sort of taught in your Sally Kirkland acting workshops.
Yeah, which came from communication skills taught by Russell Bishop and David Allen, where I was okayed by John Roger, founder of Insight. I was okayed to do my work even as I was attendee. I was a student, but I was also able, a couple days later, to do my work and have everybody in the training that I was with. I don't know what I'm saying, but maybe you're getting the gist of it. I love communication school. Yesterday we were with a woman named Linda but listen to me, I can't believe myself today, but I have been up all night. Linda McKenzie, who we all know through Healthy Life here on this show, 21 years I've been on this show with her. And I was telling her yesterday about playing the house when you're up in front of an audience, try and make eye contact with everybody, even for 1 second, so that everybody feels included. There was one woman, just one, yesterday, aside from, I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but there was just one woman who looked down at the floor, so I couldn't make eye contact. But that's always my intention, is to draw people into their eyes,
Yeah, you're great at that. Just a plug for Linda McKenzie. I had not met her in person before. I've listened to her shows, which come on 9 o'clock on Monday mornings, I think, and maybe some other times too.
10 o'clock. Oh, 9 o'clock. You're right.
When I've been waiting to hear you or waiting to maybe go on with you, which I have done occasionally. And she's great, man. She's so bright and bubbly, and she has a great voice, and she's very practical in terms of the direction that she gives people. And And, you know, I just really enjoyed meeting her and being at that. That event was really cool yesterday.
Yeah, I think we all had fun. She, of course, read people, did readings with people. And she told me I was going to get 2 films coming up. So that's
good. And she also said that she thinks, she sees that Sally Wood, your current incredible movie, is going to do really well. And that's my prayer, man, because it's such a great, great movie.
Yeah, it's a feel-good movie. It's a movie that you can't sit there and laugh and cry and not feel good about the world and life. And,
exactly.
I wish there were more movies like that. It was written by my former assistant, Zach Gruber, who maybe was assistant a bunch for about 9 years. And little did I know that he was taking notes and writing a script all about an assistant and Sally Kirkland.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant movie. And I think you said before that it's the only movie you know of where the celebrity plays herself in the movie.
Well, I didn't play myself. He plays me. He plays me playing me. Kevin Masterson said yesterday that I was spoofing myself. Is that what you thought?
Yeah, but it's done with so much heart and brilliant, because I you're really funny and very aware as a friend and as a person, but I didn't realize how brilliant you were with seeing yourself and being able to spoof yourself in a really brilliant, like, dry, funny way. It was amazing.
Oh, that's great to hear. I love that. Maybe we can get a quote from you. It'll be the first of many quotes, and then we'll do an email or something for Prana people. There's going to be a screening of Sally Wood at Prana, because Lee Taylor Young, who heads up all that, I guess.
Do you want to mention to anybody who's listening what Prana is?
Yeah, you do it.
It's
the Purple Rose Ashram of the New Age. That was what it was when I came aboard in 1975. And so PRANA, the Purple Rose Ashram of the New Age. It's an ashram. It's a communal living center, which has a spiritual focus. And I'm surprised there aren't more vegetarians. No, I don't know. I don't eat meat at all, and I'm thinking seriously of becoming a vegetarian for the right reasons. You know, that we want to keep animals alive. And but I'm really glad that I don't do fish and I don't do meat. I do a little chicken, but if I let go of that, then I'll be a vegetarian, right?
Yeah, you know, I really don't necessarily think that any one diet is going to work for everybody. Huh. I think that we're so individual, and just like one color that, you know, everybody to wear the same color or everybody to, you know, speak the same way or whatever. I just don't think the same things work for everybody. I mean, I actually even tried a carnivore diet probably within the last year for about 6 weeks.
A
carnivore diet where all you eat is meat.
Oh my God! All you eat is meat
and fruit, actually, and raw dairy.
Really,
and Sally, I'll tell you, I felt so good.
Really,
and I lost weight, and I was. But there was something, it felt like I wasn't getting complete nutritional needs, although the proponents of this diet say that the meat gives you all the dietary information that your body needs. But for me, it just wasn't enough. But I definitely eat red meat and actually love it. And an interesting thing that I heard from one of the proponents of the carnivore diet is that, you know, with current industrial farming, you know, we think that, that vegetarianism keeps animals alive and takes care of animals. And that if you only eat vegetables, then you're going to be better off that way. But they say that because of industrial farming, when the crops are all turned into one thing and there's so much glyphosate and all this toxic chemicals put on the crops to keep them from being eaten by bugs, it kills all the mice, it kills all the foxes, and it creates a chain of death by all the toxic chemicals that are used to create that food, that vegetables. So unless it's organic, it's really doing probably as much damage, if not more, to the animal kingdom than using cattle and animals for food. I think that's a really interesting point of view.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I gave up meat and I gave up fish, but I am attached to chicken. And one time I did a movie called Futz, F-U-T-Z.
Yeah.
It was directed by Tom O'Horgan, who directed Jesus Christ Superstar and Hair. And we all went to Stockton, California, where it was 15 degrees below zero. And somehow he had us all watch the assassination of animals.
Yeah.
Because that was a point in the play. It was a farmer and his cow, or a farmer, you know, it was about a farmer and a cow, I think. I was the narrator. Anyway, it was so frightening to watch. The killing of the animals. I don't know why Tom O'Horgan wanted us to see that, but I guess it helped our performances in the play. But he was such a genius, Tom O'Horgan. Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. It's not something I like to think about, the way they're, especially when they're farmed. You know, the animals are treated really poorly and don't have free space and access to nature. That's really not the way I would like it to be, or what I'd like to promote, for sure. So on another happy topic, so remind me how old you are. You're like 82?
Yeah, I'm 82. And I've been acting since 1962 or 61, 62. My first film of any quality was 62. But I did 13 Most Beautiful Women for Andy Warhol, and that was in 1965.
Wow.
And that was a
different You've been factory. At this a long time.
What's that?
You've been at this a long time.
Yeah, and really, I've been able to act every year of the 64 years or whatever it is until this past 2.5 years where there was so many strikes going on that nobody was working. Nobody was working.
Yeah.
So,
Sally Wood addresses something that I think is really prevalent and does it beautifully, like the ageism in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, so what's your experience with that? Do you how do you find getting work these days and roles for a woman your age and that kind of thing?
Well, David O. Selznick, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind. He was my mentor when I was like 18, 19. And he said, Sally, you're very tall and you're very smart. And men aren't going to like that when they're directing you, you know. So you're going to have to wait until you're middle-aged and old-aged to be appreciated as an actor, because you're not going to make it as a young actor. And he was right. I mean, not entirely right, because I was doing interesting work in the 60s, but I didn't really get going until Anna. My name is Anna Kovac. I'm from Prague, Czechoslovakia. And that was 1988 when I was 44. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I always, when people ask me, who did you like? I love Geraldine Page and a woman named Kim Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
You know Kim Stanley's work? She was a genius. She's amazing. She and Geraldine Page and Shelley Winters and
Shirley Booth.
No, not Shirley Booth. Shirley Knight. They were all in Three Sisters by Chekhov.
Okay.
Yeah,
and didn't you know some of them from the Actors Studio or something like that?
Absolutely, yes. Geraldine was very big there. Kim was very big. They all came from the Actors Studio. So listen, we're going to have a break now, and we'll come back and do more of this.
Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you. Another of today's sponsors is the Institute for Individual and World Peace, otherwise called IIWP, or IWIP, in Los Angeles at 2101 Wilshire. We have many workshops and seminars related to the subject of individual and world peace. I, Sally Kirkland, feel that at this time of war in the Middle East, that nothing is more important than all of us working on our individual peace so we can help world peace.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. If you're just tuning in, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm with my very special friend and guest today, Kevin McMillan. And before the break, you were at some point telling us a string of things that you had done for your life. You know, you worked on a boat, you worked in a drama school, you worked in various places. Tell me how you got so interested in health.
You know, the health kick that I'm on lately and feeling really great. I'm 64. I turned 64 in April, and I think I'm probably understanding fitness and exercise like more than I have before. I love swimming, and actually I lived in the Virgin Islands for a while, and I would swim and taught windsurfing, and I would sail and just love having access to water, and it's one of my big things. I live actually very close to Manhattan Beach and go over there all the time and swim. I just think that I'm learning more about breathing and how that connects one to their body and to their health. I'm conscious of my food. Eating a lot more fruit. My friend David Sand always starts his day with fruit and eats a lot of fruit, and I'm sort of more on that.
So tell me your favorite fruit.
Oh my God, fruit! I've been eating really good watermelon. I've been eating seasonal stuff right now, you know, like summer stuff. Watermelon is awesome. I think it's really good for the body. Helps clear things out and keep the alkaline balance really good. Stone fruits, you know, apricots, peaches, nectarines are like my favorite. I've been eating a lot of those. And pineapple. Sorry?
Those fruits have a lot of vitamin A.
Oh, yeah, vitamin A, vitamin C, you know, roughage, they're just, and pineapple. I've been eating, I get a fresh pineapple and cut it open and have it for 3 or 4 days. And, just really good for you. They say pineapple has the papain and a bunch of
really
enzymes.
Really helps you digest, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do for keeping yourself healthy?
I wish I did. Like what you described with the fruits and whatnot. I used to do that. I used to get grapes. I love grapes, both red and yellow. And I love bananas, and I know they give us potassium.
Yeah.
What else? I don't do the watermelon because I'm not very strong. They're so heavy to carry from the store.
Yeah, they are.
They're not practical, but
I think you know you and I talked recently about the importance of protein, especially as we get older.
Yes. The Atkins diet is very big with me, where I do protein, and I'm allowed a little mayonnaise, say with the chicken. You know what I mean? Not a lot, but a little. And so the Atkins diet allows you to have very good dressings, not the kind that made you sick, but very good dressings. And any kind of protein you can do. I love hard-boiled eggs. I love eggs. And I love cheese. I haven't done any recently, but I used to make these great salads with, lettuce, tomato, cheese. And then I'd stick in, pumpkin seeds and chia seeds and stir it all around and get a great dressing. I love ranch dressing. Do you like ranch dressing?
not really, because my understanding is it has a lot of it can have a lot of stuff in it that I don't want to eat.
Okay.
You know, when I had in the last year, I had a situation where my doctor, just on a routine checkup, said, hey, you need to watch your blood pressure and you need to watch your cholesterol. So I started doing a lot of research, mostly YouTube, online, sort of, and Googling, which my doctor says, do not Google your symptoms. But I found that some of the things that seem to be causing the problems with American diet are eating a lot of carbs. And,
I don't eat carbs. I mean, I hate bread anyway. I'm not a bread eater.
Yeah, and also one of the key things they say is a problem is the bad fats, and that can be vegetable oils that are extracted through a chemical means, where they, like for instance, canola oil. And, you know,
well,
maybe
like
okay.
Olive oil is supposed to be so good for us. How do you
What's
know
that?
Good olive oil from the
bag? Olive oil, yeah, exactly. Cold-pressed olive oil is supposed to be great. The fats are wonderful. But there's a lot of industrial oils that are created in factories where the seeds, like the canola oil, the canola seeds and the safflower oil and a bunch of the oils are extracted under very high heat. And then the oil comes out, and then they wash the oil with really harsh chemicals to get all the slough off of it, like the bad stuff. And then it ends up coming to us, you know, in the bottles with toxic chemicals from the processing. So there's a lot of oils that are used, like for instance, in that the ranch dressing,
oh, yeah.
that that can affect your hormone level. Your, you know, they can
really
be disruptors of the hormones. So I really try to stay away from those, what I think of as bad oils. What's that?
The commercial dressings,
actually. Yeah.
Well, you know a lot about food, don't you? Maybe it's time for you to write a booklet or a book where you talk about the importance of swimming, and then maybe you have photographs of, what's her name? I used to love her. The woman with brown hair, tall, muscular, who, Esther Williams. She was my idol when I was growing up. You're too young to remember her. But she
I remember seeing films of her. Yeah.
And you could write a book where you could tell everyone the importance of swimming, what it does to the body, the importance of protein, what it does, the importance of fats, of fruits, of vegetables, of everything. Like you said, meat. I would just turn the page because I hate meat. But, but you really could do that, Kevin.
You know, when you mentioned swimming, I think one of the things that's really beneficial for it is that it activates your fascia. And, you know, the fascia is the connective tissue that covers, I think it touches into every cell in the body. And it's also like, you know, for basic definition, it's like the, when you see a piece of chicken and it has like a little coating over it, like a film over it, you know, that connects, holds the muscle, that's the fascia. And in the human, you know, when you swim, it activates all the fascia. And it's really good for the vitality and the metabolism and everything.
And your muscles. And,
Exactly.
Yeah.
It tones your muscles. It sort of organizes your whole system, I think, into a unity. Whereas before you may have been sitting too much or doing too much repetitive action that sort of separates things out. You have an ache in your arm or an ache in your leg.
Hold that thought. We have to go to a commercial now. But I want to talk more about swimming because I noticed that since I haven't been swimming lately, I've gotten flabby, you know.
Another one of our sponsors today has been Spiritual Warrior, The Art of Spiritual Living, a wonderful book written by John Roger, a New York Times number one best-selling author. This is put out by Manifold Press, and about the book, John Bradshaw says, Spiritual Warrior is a life-changing book. John Roger echoes my own intense desire to preserve spiritual focus in a world filled with distraction and anxiety. I welcome his crystal clear light on the pathway of self-discovery. I found the words of a wise, practical man in Spiritual Warrior. You can access this by going into www.spiritualwarrior.org or phoning 323-737-4055 and asking for the shipping department, or ask in your local bookstore. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Coughing. Hi there. It's Sally again. Sally Kirkland with Kevin McMillan. And we've been talking about food. My biggie is that I love sugar so much, and I have to stop it. You know, I remember a book that I loved called The Sugar Blues.
Yeah.
It's all about how you get depressed when you eat too much sugar.
Yeah, you know, I went off sugar for a couple of months completely, and I felt really good. And actually, my chiropractor, who does alternative health, on a lot of different levels, turned me on to some information that sugar can be a big part of high blood pressure. So cutting down or cutting out sugar can really help your blood pressure. And so I did that, and my blood pressure dropped like 20 points.
Wow.
So it really showed to me that, yeah, that can be very effective and sort of a direct correlation. But, you know, lately I'm also of the mind that balance is the thing. Keeping good exercise, good variety of foods. And if I'm doing that and keeping a good mindset and, you know, keeping happy, then I can have a little sugar and it doesn't really bother me.
Right.
Because there, I can go extreme, you know. I did the extreme diet of the carnivore, which really didn't work after a while. I did the extreme cutting out sugar, which was sort of oppressive after a while. You know, part of me was like, well, am I going to live like this? Is this just going to be the rest of my life? Is this strict kind of, you know, not never having a cake or cookie kind of thing?
Yeah.
So, I'm just finding that the balance, is much more workable for me. And, you know, they say the brain needs sugar to operate, and not necessarily like eating a cookie, but, you know, the sugar of fruit or even, you know, light carbs that'll turn into sugar. But it's really necessary for operation of your body to have some, you know, that's what powers your cells on some level is that, metabolism of sugars.
Didn't know that, but I know that I did too much of it.
If you do too much of it, or like too much white bread and all that stuff, it can really.
No, I never
like,
do bread. I don't like bread. I really don't. But I have a tendency to like donuts, which is not good. And anyway, I'm living and learning. So I want to make sure, did we cover everything you've done? I see you as a really supportive person, and you support organizations and people who are basically doing inspiring things in the world. And,
thanks. My longest part of my career was as the resident program coordinator for a non-denominational seminary called Peace Theological Seminary in Los Angeles. And so I got the honor of, like, interviewing people who wanted to come and study and be of service at the organization. And so for 26 years, I worked there and, you know, really sort of, welcomed people and coached people in how to get the best out of the programs. And, you know, it was sort of like a house dad, you know. Like, yeah. Almost like a camp counselor, sort of like welcoming people and our work days, what they call Dharma days, which is sort of selfless service. I would lead those and I really enjoy coming together with people and just being present and sort of almost having an adventure together, you know?
Yeah. And I know Prana, where a lot of these seminars and trainings happen, has a wonderful garden in the back. And I remember when I first came there in the 70s, it was structured totally differently. But the people that lived there before us, I don't know. I don't know if you want to own that or not. But I lived there 3 separate times.
The place you're talking about is the headquarters for Peace Theological Seminary and the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness.
And the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, which I'm so proud to say I'm in my 50th year this year of being involved with MSIA. For those of you listening, if you're curious about what makes Sally and Kevin run spiritually, go on to MSIA.org, MSIA.org, and just browse. And there's so many interesting things, and, interviews and pictures. And there's a man named John Morton, who is the spiritual director of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Used to be a man named John Roger, who, to me, was the most spiritual person I ever hoped to meet in my life. Oh, my God. And he has such a great sense of humor. I've never seen so much spirit taught through laughter and through jokes. He was just amazing. But at any rate, that's been the focus of my life in order to keep sane in show business.
Yeah.
Because show business can be very harsh, you know.
Definitely. And, you know, I think these days, the way the world is, and also in your career with show business and the intensity of that, I think it's just really important to learn that the inner environment, you know, your inner world, where the spirit resides, is really the most important place to touch into. And then you can go into the world and come from a balanced place. But what do you think, for people who are listening and, you know, maybe looking for more health, more balance, more loving in their lives. Like, how would you suggest that people keep a spiritual balance in this current incredibly volatile political world and, you know, potential global warming and all sort of things like that, that it seems like so much is changing. What's your suggestion for keeping your balance?
Well, I think it's really important to know what's happening in the world. When I was younger, maybe 18, 19, 20, 21, Shelley Winters was like my godmother figure, and I lived with her both in New York and Beverly Hills. And if you don't know who Shelley Winters was, she got an Oscar for Patch of Blue, for Poseidon Adventure, all these amazing performances, and I was her protege. And so I know I had a point to this. You were saying
about how to keep your balance.
I lately in my old age I go on to a set and I just say, "You mind if I follow the light? Father, Mother, God, we ask just now for your light, the light of the Holy Spirit, and the light of the Christ, the mystical traveler consciousness and preceptor to surround us, fill us, and nurture us." Us meaning Kevin and myself and Jay and also are friends. And sometimes you hear of somebody, I just had a friend lose his mother. He found her dead on the floor. You know, for about 2 days, I was absorbed with sending light to this young boy who lost his mother that way. You know, and so there's always opportunities to help people. I go around saying, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Yesterday, I did it to about 8 people, and they all looked at me kind of, oh, yeah.
That's actually in Sallywood, the movie, where you, they make fun of you doing that. It's great.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, we're going to have another commercial and go to our last segment of the day.
Okay.
So, hang in.
Our sponsor today has been the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. I, Reverend Sally Kirkland, give introduction tape, video, and audio seminars with the teachings of John Roger and John Morton. I can be accessed by your going into www.sallykirkland.com and emailing me or calling 323-650-2215. Welcome, and please find us. Another one of our sponsors today is the book, The Tao of Spirit, by John Roger and Mandeville Press. I'm looking at a quote on one page of the book of Lao Tzu's that says, without going outside, you may know the whole world. And a quote of John Roger's, don't let yourself get confused when you have depressions, anxieties, and frustrations that you're sitting anywhere less than in the presence of the Lord. This is a book that may also be accessed via the web, www.msia.org, and then going into Mandeville Press and asking about the book, The Tao of Spirit, or calling 323-737-4055.
Hi there, Sally Kirkland and Kevin McMillan again for our last segment. And during the break, we were talking about appreciation and gratitude and how important it is to express that in every possible opportunity. And, you use the word appreciation. I use the word gratitude. It's all the same, really. I've really upped my gratitude for you, Kevin, because I've had the worst week I can remember since my nervous breakdown years ago. Maybe I was in L.A. I don't know what had happened. Maybe I was breaking up with Tyrone. I don't know. But whatever it was, nothing like that's happened until this week. And you, invoking the light, every time I call you, you did it 3 times this week. And there aren't many people that know how to do that with the right words so that it really goes right into your soul and your heart, you know, and your whole body. So I appreciate you. And you and I go back to New York living together 4.5 years on 89th Street, right down the street from the Guggenheim Museum and Central Park. And we had a lot of good times. It was special. And,
I remember walking down to the Metropolitan Museum with you and going and showing each other our favorite paintings in the museum.
Oh, did I tell you that all the great Christ paintings from Italy in the 15th century, did I get into that at all with you?
I think well, you took me to a couple of. I remember I took you to one, a beautiful, huge painting of St. Joan in armor, and she's looking up at, like, hearing the angels or something like that. It's just a gorgeous painting. And I remember us going and seeing that together. Just walking down Fifth Avenue, and it's right there.
Well, you know, you and I both spent time with a man named John Rogers, who founded all those great things you were telling us about Prana and Peace Theological Seminary and movement, spiritual inner awareness. I went to a picture in 15th century Italy at the Met, and I suddenly saw this John the Beloved, and he had reddish-brown curly hair, a pointed chin. It was J.R. And I sent him a letter, and I said, oh, I had this extraordinary experience. And there you were in the painting. And, I mean, was that you? And he wrote back, yes.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah. The miracles of life are so amazing, and who knows how many lifetimes we've been here, and how many experiences we've had together, or all these opportunities for learning. And
well,
when
I like to think that we have a thing in the movement of spiritual awareness called the mystical traveler, which is sort of a name that very high souls that have been on the planet. Only one woman, which would probably be okay to say, St. Joan, but all these wonderful men of different occupations. They weren't like holy men. You know, they're artists, musicians, all different kinds of lives. And they held the light for their dispensation.
Mm.
And we've been taught to invoke the light for people who don't even know that we're doing it, you know? And we're just really lucky, I think, to have so many tools given to us. And another mention of beautiful Linda McKenzie, who has Jay Kamen, right? Did I say it right? Jay, did I say it wrong? I said it wrong. Jay. Jay, are you gone? Cruz, oh, that's it, I'm sorry. Jay Kamen is a director. Jay Cruz, who is the director, producer, sort of person of this show. And, Linda and you do a wonderful ministry of light by having so many people.
Sally and I were at taping of the first, I believe it's one of the first shows that Linda's getting into, having her own show. And it was in Redondo Beach, and it was great. And Jay was like the stage manager, or however you want to say it, and doing the technical stuff.
He was the host.
The host, yeah. And it was great. And so I just, sent all the best for those next steps for that.
Yeah.
But I think, the more we can get out there, the loving and the understanding that, we're all spiritual beings. And can really, by choice, create more of what we want in terms of health, wealth, and happiness is a way to go.
Like having you on the show today makes me want to go down to the pool.
Definitely, Sally, do it. Do it.
Well, I need to have someone with me because I'm so busy from lack of sleep, drowned.
But maybe if your student comes over...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, ask him to walk you down there.
Yeah. And pulled me out. One time I got stuck in the water and I couldn't get myself out of the pool.
Oh, wow.
This man come over and pull me up, So what are your next steps, Kevin?
We were talking about this on the break, going forward, I would like to create a great, supportive, loving relationship. I would like to be really be of service and use my skills and abilities. I like to have great health and vitality and a lot of joy. And
yeah,
I wish that for everybody. And how about you?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was telling Linda yesterday that she has such joy that it's infectious. You know, even if you don't know what she's talking about, you feel the joy.
Exactly, exactly. She's very bright.
Yeah, very bright light. What about me? I want to do more swimming since having you on. I want to do more. I want to get more informed about vegetables. I know I should learn how to steam vegetables, and I never have. And I'd like to do that, you know, zucchini and all that, and eat more fruits and continue what I have been doing with getting rid of meat and fish but loving a little chicken. And I'd like to rest more. I stress out too much. 1 minute. Well, yeah, I'd like to rest more, take care of myself more, not stress out. Yeah. So.
Well, how about if we just send light to the whole planet right now?
Yeah.
And all the governments, and all the political situations, and all the people who are refugees or hungry or thirsty, all the people who are looking for a home, all the people who are affected by war, disease, or violence of any kind, and we just ask for a blanket of peace to go out across the planet and to all those hearing this. And
should you want to get more in touch with me, Sally K, MSIA at yahoo.com, Sally K, MSIA at yahoo.com. Now, I told you MSIA.org is a way to check out my church for 50 years. And there's something else. Oh, yeah, I have a website, but I haven't looked at it recently to know if it's up to date. But I hope that you look forward to seeing Sallywood. I know it won't be around in the summer, but if any of you live near Santa Paula, it'll be playing there at 3:15 on Saturday. This coming Saturday. If anybody listening to this lives in Syracuse, New York, they'll be playing at 8:15 p.m. on September 21st. And then...
Yeah, my suggestion is see Sallywood if you can. It's a brilliant movie. And please send good vibes for it to be picked up so that it gets broad distribution. It's really a brilliant movie about love and this beautiful person, Sally, and going forward at a advanced age with joy and just being yourself. Sally's a beautiful example.
Yeah,
of just
you know what
being
I do
yourself.
Every day, Kevin. I look online to see who's passed over, how old they were, and what did they pass over with. You know, was it a heart attack? Was it
you're doing great. I love you, Sally.
I love you. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.